Peace to the family. What's going on? This is Richie Moon from The Richie Moon Show. And excuse if you hear the wind, if you hear birds, if you hear cars passing by. If you've been a longtime listener of The Richie Moon Show, you will know that some of my best podcasts have been done with me being in stride, with me walking. That's how I think. That's how I get my ideas out. I seen this reel on Instagram the other day, and it really moved me. I think his name is Simon Sinek. Excuse me if I'm pronouncing that wrong. But he said in the reel, all you need is 8 minutes. 8 minutes to dial up a friend, to get whatever it is that you're feeling off of your chest. If you're struggling, you need 8 minutes. So between him and his friends, when one of them are struggling, they'll send a text message saying, hey, you got 8 minutes. And with that, they know that they just need, they need to vent. They need to step to the side and let their friend vent. Different strokes for different folks. I wholeheartedly think that is an effective way of relieving your stress. I think that is one of many ways to effectively deal with that. One of my ways of dealing with that is I do have friends and brothers and sisters and people that I can give my 8 minutes to, but I really like to give my version of 8 minutes to the Richie Moon Show. There are some times where I have recorded episodes on this, and I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I've just emotionally dumped and I've never even listened to the episode back. And what is ironic about that is those are some of my most listened to episodes. Barely any promotion, no script, me just going there and just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Some of my most listened to podcasts till this day. I like to look at my emotions and I like to reverse engineer things. So when it comes to my interpersonal and romantic relationships, I notice that there's a tendency for people to abandon me. And sometimes we attract what we fear. And so if you've listened to the Richie Moon Show, you hear me talk about it on live. If you know me in real life, one of my favorite words is accountability. And I don't just point the accountability gun at everybody else and squeeze. I'm squeezing on myself more than anything. Whoa, pause that. No, didn't. But when I look at these quote unquote abandonment issues, because that's what unfortunately ends up happening in some of my interpersonal relationships and in my romantic relationships, where things just stop. There have been a lot of instances in my life having friends or romantically dealing with a young lady and it just stops. That doesn't sit well with me. I'm a person that I really desire closure. So let's talk about reverse engineering that. So I feel like those abandonment issues, if that's what you want to call it, I feel like that directly ties back to the year 2000. The year 2000, my mother made her transition. It was very sudden. It was very abrupt. At the best to my knowledge, she was good. She was healthy. And then one night she got a headache and that was it. And it literally happened that fast. We were watching Living Single on TV. She kept complaining about her head hurting. I seen her open her eyes for the last time and then that was it. And then she was gone the next day, made her transition. I have realized in my romantic relationships, sometimes things just end. There's no explanation. Later on down the road, when people are mature enough to speak about their said issues, things get revealed. But man, that shit sucks. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where things just stop. It sucks. It hurts. You feel betrayed. You feel like things have been taken away from you. And that is exactly what I'm dealing with right now. If you go back to the episode, the wrap up of 2023, there's a young lady that I have as a co-host. The plan for the Richie Moon Show was to have a co-host moving forward. My co-host is currently in prison. Now, granted, she'll be out in a couple of months, but do you think that takes away the sting by any means? Do you think that makes this journey any less lonely? Do you think that doesn't trigger those same abandonment issues that I just spoke about? Side note for a second. Shout out to Karen. One, Karen was my mother's name, so I always value that name. So I really hate when people just call white women Karens and all that stuff, but it is what it is. And shout out to Karen, my driver from the other day, who came and picked us up from the gym. She had a wonderful conversation. She had a wonderful soul. She said that she was going to listen to the Richie Moon Show. So shout out to you if you are listening, Karen. Drive safe. Peace be on to you. You know, it's like waves sometimes. Some days I wake up and I'll be fine and everything is good. And then some days I'll wake up and I will miss her. Like, I will miss her like I am in the middle of the desert, dying of water, and she is the fountain to quench my thirst. You know, we have to take accountability, because no matter what the situation, and I've dealt with some women who were just spiritually immature, who were just immature, period, who didn't know how to express them, whatever the case is. But it's not that I'm letting them off the hook. I am just focusing the attention on me, because I am the common denominator through all of this. No matter how great my intentions were, no matter how good my dick was, no matter how eloquently I spoke and meticulously broke down your natal chart and how beautiful you are from the inside and out, none of that matters. And then it really brought me to my next question. And who would I be without this pain? And that's when my search for our identity deepened. And I said this is going to be 8 minutes, and I'm going to stick to that. But as I start to bring this plane, as I start to land this plane home, I want to say that you should truly value those who are around you, because life happens so fast. People are here today, gone tomorrow. Life is full of unexpected entrances and even more surprising exits. Different strokes for different folks. I feel like I literally just seen my anxiety and my stress leave my body. With that being said, this has been a Moon's Eye View. I have been Richie Moon, and this has been my 8 minutes.